You hear Mandisa on Life 100.3. You love her songs. The songs have inspired you, like Overcomer. And her life story has inspired us as we've watched her on American Idol and now through her career. Her new book is called Out of the Dark, My Journey Through the Shadows, Through to Find God's Joy. Mandisa's with us. Thank you for doing this, Mandisa.
Yes, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, I remember talking to you about the song Overcomer. This is sort of a little seed of this, and that's kind of where you want to pick up the journey, right? What happened during that song that sparked this book as well?
So the person who inspired Overcomer, her name was Keisha. She was a great friend of mine. She was pregnant when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I wanted a song to help her stay in the fight till the final round. And she delivered her baby. He's beautiful and healthy. But she had 1 year with him before she passed away. And after that, I started to just sink into a deep pit of depression, really just undealt with grief and some anger at God, a lot of questions. And bit by bit, I just started questioning things and started isolating and pulling away from people. I stopped really letting any source of light into my life. I wasn't going to church. I wasn't reading my Bible. And before I knew it, I was in a deep pit of depression that I could not find my way out of. And so I released an album after God started lifting me out. And this book really goes deeper into the story of what happened and some lessons that I am continuing to learn, because like the subtitle says, it's a journey and it's one that I'm certainly still on.
It's not a how-to book, right? You're not giving us all the solutions. You're just telling us that, hey, we're all in this together and here's what I've seen so far.
Yeah, and more than anything, it's a book that I hope will prompt discussion about mental health in the body of Christ. I think so many people are struggling with depression and anxiety. And I think one of the ways that we come to a place of healing is through talking about it. And so at the end of each chapter, it's a section called Getting Real, which, you know, kind of talks about some of the things that you just read, but it makes it personal and asks questions about how it can relate to your own life. And so what I hope is that people would get together and have these discussions about these issues that are plaguing so many people. I think part of the way that we're going to get some healing is by talking about it. And so that's what I hope. It's less of a how-to and more of a let's discuss kind of a book.
Yeah. Well, one of the things is, as believers, as Jesus people, there are no neat and tidy scriptures about mental health, are there?
Yeah, there's not. But when I look at some of the stories of people in the Bible, I can see some people that I think were struggling with the same kinds of things that I am. I think Elijah, he's my favorite. You know, 1 minute he's calling down fire and defeating the prophets of Baal. And I love that story. But then in the next chapter, he's sitting by a tree and saying that he just wants to die. So I think when you look at how God related to those people, David, who was constantly talking about the pain that he was in, I learned a lot from David, because one of the lessons I am learning through this is David, who was a man after God's own heart, it wasn't because he always did things right. He would always let God into those things. He would talk about the anger and the sadness and the questions and the doubts. And that is what I have not done. And so that's what I'm learning now, and why I think I can learn from David, who I think probably struggled with some of the same things, is he would actually speak to God about those things. And then he would give God a chance to speak back to him and he would listen. So that's probably my biggest takeaway from my battle, is to let God into all of it.
And you talk about in the book how your friends and family are crucial for that. You had friends that would surround you. I believe you told us one time about a movie theater where you came out and I think you decide just to stay in there for as many movies as possible?
Yeah. So what happened was this was really when it was the worst that it could get. After the 2 years of me just isolating and not being around people, there was a movie called War Room that had one of my songs in it. And so that's the only reason why I went to see, you know, this movie. And it's a Christian movie. And I remember when it ended, and it kind of ended happily ever after and everything was great. I remember being angry at that because I didn't feel like that depicted my reality. And so I wanted to see another movie to kind of cleanse my palate of that, if you will. So I was in that movie theater for like 4 hours. And when I came out, my car had a bunch of sticky notes all over it. And I had a handful of friends who had been camping out there and had an intervention for me, essentially saying, you know, we love you just as you are, but we love you too much to leave you there, because it had been 2 years. And so they had found a counselor for me to talk to, and they really said, we're not going to leave you alone until you deal with this. And so that began my journey. I started seeing that counselor, I started talking about these things that I was resistant to. And that's kind of where I started ascending bit by bit. It was through my friends and family and my loved ones that were just not going to let me stay stuck.
Now, have you heard from people that have read the book and heard your story saying, finally, someone's talking about this?
Absolutely. I love that you can, I've read some reviews like on different websites and have had people tag me on, you know, social media, letting me know. It's just, I don't know why this is, but you feel so lonely when you're going through this, that reading about somebody else who is struggling with it, it just makes you go, oh, it's not just me. I'm not the only one. That is comforting to know that you're not the only one. And so that's part of the reason why I wanted to do this. And I wanted to be honest with so many of the struggles, because a lot of people are wrestling with this and they feel like they're doing it by themselves. And so I wanted to remind people, you're not alone. This is how God has brought me out, and he wants to do the same for you. And so I'm encouraging people to get in community, to read the book, to, you know, go through these discussion questions with people, because I just know God has called us to community, and it's not something we should try to do by ourselves.
Her book is called Out of the Dark, My Journey Through the Shadows to Find God's Joy, by Mandisa, who's been our guest. Thank you so much for sharing. We can't wait to read the book, and thank you so much for what you're doing. Can't wait to hear new music from you. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time.